I'm Mike Fraser, and this is WYSO Today for Friday, August 28th. Stricter eligibility rules and billions of dollars in cuts to SNAP and Medicaid benefits will hit participants of these programs over the coming months. That's what prompted Dayton City Commissioners to take a stance on how the changes will unfold in the Gem City. WYSO's Adriana Martinez-Smiley has details.
Dayton City Commissioners approved a resolution on August 19th to urge legislators to protect food access and health care. Data from Feeding America finds 87,000 people in Montgomery County are food insecure, including 1 in 4 children. Commissioner Matt Joseph introduced the resolution. He says he wishes they could do more.
This is going to make poor people poorer. It's going to make hungry kids hungrier. Just the worst things you can imagine in health care and food assistance. That's what these cuts are going to bring.
Joseph says they hope this resolution will raise awareness of the impending changes. The resolution also says it's encouraging social service agencies and public health institutions to support benefits navigation and access to services. For WYSO News, I'm Adriana Martinez-Smiley.
An ad attacking Democratic former U.S. Senator Sherrod Brown for his immigration record that aired earlier this summer included footage of a deadly highway crash. That Delaware County incident killed Lene and Luke Sapkowski and their 1-year-old son. But nobody with Republican Senator John Husted's team or the National Republican Senatorial Committee asked their relatives about the ad before airing it. State House correspondent Sarah Donaldson reports.
We, of course, would have refused, which, you know, they probably knew.
Jesse Mallon, Linnea Sapkowski's brother, lives in Buffalo. So he says he was unaware of the ad until a photographer who had taken the Sapkowski family portraits being used without his permission reached out.
I think if it were their family members on the screen and the flaming wreckage that contained their remains there on the TV screen for people to see multiple ad breaks per multiple programs on multiple channels, they would be similarly upset.
An NRSC spokesperson defended the hit over text, writing, quote, "For 32 years, radical leftist Sherrod Brown backed open border policies that cost Ohioans their lives. It's no longer airing, but it's still on YouTube, with the comments disabled." Sarah Donaldson at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.
4 more tornadoes are confirmed to have touched down during the August 11th storms, including one in southwest Ohio. This brings the total number of tornadoes that day to 14. The National Weather Service says an EF1 tornado touched down at about 3:15 p.m. on August 11th, 6 miles west of Millville in Butler County. It traveled for 11 miles into Hamilton County before lifting near New Baltimore, which is about 3 miles northwest of Cincinnati. The 90-mile-per-hour winds damaged large trees and a few outbuildings. Another EF1 tornado with 90-mile-per-hour winds touched down in Columbus near I-71 and Broad Street a little after 10 o'clock in the morning of August 11th. It traveled for just over a mile before lifting at the Franklin Park Conservatory and Botanical Gardens. One brick apartment building lost the roof and wall structure of the top floor. Other damage in the area was likely caused by straight-line winds. Another tornado was confirmed in the Columbus area near Upper Arlington just after 10 a.m. The EF0 twister traveled just under 3 miles through the northern part of the city before lifting just east of I-71 near Weber Road in the North Linden neighborhood. The storm damaged several buildings and flipped a car on I-71 as seen on an ODOT camera. 2 people were injured during that storm. The 4th confirmed tornado was a weak EF0 with 80-mile-per-hour winds in the vicinity of Plain City in Madison County. Damage was confined to crops. Ohio is now at 44 confirmed tornadoes so far this year, which is twice the national average. The National Weather Service has been surveying the damage from the 2 rounds of storms the morning and afternoon of August 11th. The Storm Prediction Center says the 2nd round of storms was officially classified as a derecho. That's a widespread, long-lived, straight-line windstorm associated with a fast-moving band of severe thunderstorms. Damage from derechos are caused by straight-line winds instead of tornadoes. Some wind gusts near 100 miles per hour were observed in central and eastern Ohio. And heavy rains that fell during August caused flooding in southwest Ohio, but it could have been much worse. The Miami Conservancy District says the Great Miami River watershed received 10 to 15 inches of rain, with most of it falling between August 11th and 20th. At one point, the four dams in its flood protection system stored 5.8 billion gallons of water. That's the largest volume recorded during a high water event this year. By August 22nd, all four dams had stopped storing floodwaters as river levels went down, and then all floodgates reopened on the morning of August 24th. The Miami Conservancy District's flood protection system was built following the Great Flood of 1913 to reduce river flood risk for communities along the Great Miami River and its tributaries. No severe weather or heavy rains expected for the next couple of days, including today with sunshine and maybe a few clouds, a high low to mid-80s. Warming up this weekend to a high near 90 degrees on Sunday. Still expecting dry conditions. For the first part of next week, we're looking at temperatures in the lower 90s. And that's WYSO Today for Friday, August 28th. I'm Mike Fraser.